Election Day 2019, the first general election since Michigan voters approved no reason absentee voting and automatic voter registration. We check in now with Fred Miller, Macomb County Clerk. Fred, how's Election Day proceeding in Macomb County? How's voter turnout doing?
Well, it's still too early to tell, but, you know, the weather is cooperating. It's a brisk, cool day as we can usually expect in Michigan in November, but it certainly seems like voters are coming out to make their voices heard.
Do you think making it easier for people to vote absentee and having automatic voter registration, do you think it's affected voter participation at all?
Well, with only three relatively lower turnout elections this year, in May, in August, and then today's general election for cities, we have a small data set to work from, so we really don't know how it's ultimately going to work out for, say, a high-volume turnout election like next November's presidential election. But what we do know is that people are starting to get the word about the change in voter registration deadlines and in shifting their behavior from voting at the polls to voting for absentee or vote at home, voting by mail. So what's not clear is if there are people who are already going to vote at the polls are now voting absentee, or if it's a new set of voters. I think it's going to take a couple of elections before we really understand if it's changing the driving a higher turnout. But one thing's for sure, it makes it easier for voters. All of us as voters have more options, more tools in our toolbox to be able to make our voices heard on any of these elections.
Well, I know we dropped our ballots off at our city clerk's office over the weekend, like we were allowed to do. I'm wondering, have you gotten more absentee ballots this year? Are you noticing an uptick in that?
Absolutely. All three of our elections this year, we've seen a significant increase in the number of people, number of voters voting by mail, voting absentee. Mm-hmm. But it remains to be seen if that's a higher turnout or if it's just a shift in voting. But it has been significant. In some of our city elections in August, typically you'd see 30% of the people voting absentee and 70% of the people voting at the polls. And we saw in some of the cities across Macomb County, that was actually flipped, where we had 70% of the people voting absentee and 30% of the voting at the polls. So it's been a huge shift. But, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done by clerks and elections officials across the state of Michigan, because we know that good voters aren't born that way. Bad voters aren't born that way. We have to educate people about these habits. You know, voting is a learned habit, and so we really have to, you know, spread the message of these new rights for Michigan voters. Early voting on Saturdays, as you mentioned, and no reason absentee voting, and the changing voter registration deadline.
You're a former state lawmaker, Fred. Are there any policy changes that you think need to be addressed with elections now that you're getting the view from the clerk's perspective as well?
Well, I will say this. You know, there's a lot of discussion in the clerk community about with this change to increased volume of absentee voters, it does put a tremendous strain on the local clerks who have to tabulate, who have to rely on elections inspectors, people that they recruit to help them count the ballots and do the tallying. And it is a tremendous strain. It makes for a long day. And people have to be very precise after they've worked a very long day. And so I think there is concern about that. But I got to say that since I've gotten to know more clerks, both Republicans and Democrats, everybody is committed to making sure that the promise of Proposal 3 as adopted by voters is fully realized. It's just a matter of maybe getting some additional resources to make sure that we are able to perform that as well as we possibly can under this additional kind of workload. It's gonna take some resources, and maybe it'll take adjusting some expectations. And so instead of people, you know, having the expectation of getting instantaneous results, maybe we have to wait a little bit longer to tally longer, or maybe it's, as some clerks have said, to start preparing those ballots for tabulation earlier. But that's going to have to be a policy decision that will be weighed by the legislature.
A final few moments here. Fred, Macomb County certainly played a big role in the 2016 presidential election as a national bellwether. What are your thoughts about Macomb County taking America's political temperature going into the big one in 2020?
I think there's a lot of interest. And again, it's something that that Prop 3 is going to help with. I think we remember reading stories and hearing reports about long lines at polling locations, and I think that there's going to be as much interest in the 2020 presidential election as any election we can remember. And so I think that increased absentee voting will help reduce lines and really make it easier for people to have their voices heard in this crucial election. And I think there's a lot of interest in. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. The more I learn, also, I will say that Michigan has a very decentralized election.
We'll have to leave it there. Macomb County Clerk Fred Miller, thanks for being with us. And we have much more ahead for you on Stateside. Thank you.